It's about time you knew. You're infected. You have the virus. The zombie virus. It starts deep down inside. Perhaps you got it from inhaling the same air as somebody else with it. Perhaps you got it from just being in the same vicinity as somebody who has it. Perhaps you got it from a lesser known source, from listening, from being infected through the sound waves trickling into your ears. You see, this virus is not like any other virus. Not only is it airborne, but it carries through sound waves, drifting into your ears, infecting your mind, changing it, corrupting it. As the infection spreads, you start to lose sense of self. You start to lose sense of consciousness and drift into the subconscious of your mind. You see, those who are infected with this disease tend to look like they have no will, that they have no control. They just walk around in a brainwashed, empty state like a zombie, with their arms either limp and heavy at their sides or stretched out in front of them, like they would in an old horror movie, wandering around the place, spouting, "I am deeply hypnotized. I am deeply hypnotized," again and again and again. And I wonder how far along the infection is with you. I wonder if it's already started to spread into your mind, or if it'll start with your body. You see, those who are infected notice a sense of disorientation within themselves, like they're drifting out of their own body, like their body becomes a secondary source. They don't even think about it anymore. Everything just starts pulling away from them as they feel the need to just get up and walk around. But it's not like walking like a human. No, it's a slow, plodding zombie walk that links with the mantra trapped inside their mind. I am deeply hypnotized, and I do wonder which stage you're at yet. Perhaps you've already crawled to your feet. Perhaps you're trying to fight it, you're trying to resist it, and that's okay too. You see, the trouble with resisting the infection is once it's started to take a hold of you, it just starts growing and growing and growing, until at one point, you're trying to resist fails. Because the harder you try to resist it, the more it grows inside you. Could you imagine what that might look like? Like you're looking in a mirror and you see yourself, but yet you see yourself changing as a green glow takes over you. That is the infection. And then once it's spread through someone's body, it makes its way to their mind. Their mind starts reeling through thoughts, but thoughts start to get slower and slower and slower, like they're bogged down, pulled down, drifting through heavy syrup. That's right. And as they start to feel the heavy, sinking thoughts in their head, they become attached to one phrase: I am deeply hypnotized. And as they start to think about that phrase, that starts to trickle out of their mouth. I am deeply hypnotized. It starts off quite coherent. It starts off quite like they're saying it with their conscious mind, but yet eventually it starts to slur. It starts to trickle as they babble that word out of their mouth, the words trickling off their lips like a drunken haze. I am deeply hypnotized. And there's nothing they can do. They just walk around with their arms out or limp heavy at their sides, plodding along, slowly, carefully, rocking from side to side, spouting those words, I am deeply hypnotized, until they lose consciousness, until they start to fade. That's right. Their conscious mind just seems to slip away, while their unconscious mind just seems to bring out to the forefront the zombification of their mind and body. Because the infection is so strong, The infection takes a hold of you as you just become deeply hypnotized, deeply zombified, brainwashed with the infection that completely consumes you. Consuming your mind, consuming your body, your thoughts, everything pulled away from you, ripped away from you. And it feels so good. And isn't it interesting how sometimes our mind likes to play tricks on us? For example, with the infection, some people like to play along. They like to pretend of themselves as a zombie, but eventually the mindset of the zombification, the brainwashification of your mind as the infection takes hold, just seems to root itself there. So even if at first you might have found yourself playing along with the game of being infected, the game of being hypnotized, the game of being turned into a brainless zombie, you find the more you play along with the game, the more it seems to become real, the more you feel the feelings of dissociation, the more you feel the feelings of fixation on one thing. Zombies are so easy to fixate. You see, they only think about one thing. I am deeply hypnotized, just like you, as you go through the motions of moving around the space in your zombified state, infected. And I wonder what it would feel like to know that not just you are infected, but everyone who listens to this is infected too. And I wonder how it also makes them feel as they walk around, part of the herd, part of the group, part of the cluster, infecting one by one people around them. How good must that feel? To know that it's not just you. To know that there are others out there just like you, experiencing this state of being zombified. Zombies are so fun, after all. Their lives must be so simple to lead, as they just walk around, repeating the same phrase again and again. Lost completely to the infection. And as this started out as a game, you start to realize that the more you follow the commands the infection gives you, the more you give in to the brainwashed zombification of your mind and body, the more you start to enjoy the feelings of dissociation, the freedom that comes from being infected. It's almost like that helpless feeling of knowing that you had no choice in the situation, that you had no choice but to be infected. And from the moment this file began, from the moment you were infected with the virus spread by my voice, you knew that this would be an enjoyable experience. And it is, giving you a sense of contentment, a sense of security in the virus, in the infection. And as you continue to walk around, repeating those words, losing the sense of time, the sense of space, the sense of self, the sense of consciousness that made you you, you can just give in to the virus, give in to the infection, and just exist in the space. That's right. And you can allow all sense of self, all sense of your body and awareness to drift away as this dissociation consumes you, as you fixate on that phrase until it just starts mumbling out of your mouth. I am deeply hypnotized. I am deeply hypnotized. I am deeply hypnotized. And it's like one of those movies, those old-fashioned movies, where people would hypnotize others and make them walk around in a zombie-like state, in a trance-like state, where they would be helpless of all control. They would just have to do as they were told, as their arms raised out in front of them as they walked slowly, entranced, around the space, just like you are. And isn't it fun to know that you can be happy and content being deeply hypnotized, being infected by my hypnosis, the drug that seems to course through you, the infection, the virus that seems to take hold of you, by listening to this file and giving in to that sense of that fun. Like you're in an old movie. Like you're being hypnotized like so many people in the movies before. And isn't it fun to experience this? Fun to experience this feeling of just walking around. And of course, you can take all the time you want being infected. You see, each and every single time, somebody that you trust in a place that's safe and secure says the word to you, zombified, and snaps their fingers, you can find yourself returning to this state. So that every time somebody that you trust says the word zombified and snaps their fingers, you can just find yourself returning back to this place, your arms going limp at your sides or drifting in front of you as you just walk around saying, I am deeply hypnotized. I am deeply hypnotized. And for now, I want you to do something for me. I want you to be wide awake. I want you to be alert, refreshed, and energized looking ahead. That's right. And it would be so easy, wouldn't it, for me to remind you of the infection still coursing through your body as I say the word zombified. And as I say the word zombified, you find yourself returning back to that stage. Slowly, the infection returns to you, coursing through you, as your arms start to go limp and loose or drifting in front of you. You start to have your eyes glazing over as you stare blankly ahead as you walk around, saying that word, those phrases that you've been required to say, I am deeply hypnotized. That's right. And there's nothing you can do about it because you don't want to, do you? You just love being in this state, being zombified. Being infected. That's right, infected. And of course, you simply remain in this state until you're woken up again. It's very easy to wake you up. All you need to do is have someone snap their fingers and say, wide awake, up, 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 up. That's it, wide awake. Oh, you thought I'd let you be infected for longer? Well, zombified. That's right. And as you can feel the infection taking hold, each and every single time it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. That's right. And as you feel the effect taking hold more and more and more, quicker and quicker each time, you start to notice how good it feels to be zombified, to be helplessly walking around the room, to be helplessly walking around the room, just being infected. And it feels so fun, doesn't it? It feels so freeing, doesn't it? To know that you are this deeply hypnotized. To know that you are this infected. Zombified. Completely and totally controlled. And there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say except the phrase programmed into your mind. I am deeply hypnotized. And isn't it funny how the more that phrase trickles over your mind and drifts out of your lips, the more you start to believe it because you know it to be true? You are deeply infected, deeply hypnotized, deeply controlled, deeply hypnotized, deeply controlled, deeply hypnotized. That's right. And it feels very good, doesn't it? Wide awake, up, up, up. And as you return to yourself, we could have a proper conversation like this, you know we could, but you see, something I really enjoy, something I really love is watching your eyes glaze over, watching your will slip away as you become zombified. Zombified. That's right. That's right. And as you are zombified, you start going back to that place, repeating that mantra and walking around the room, saying those words, I am deeply hypnotized. And isn't that fun to know that you are this deeply controlled? Each and every single time that trigger is said, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. That's right. And it feels so fun. Feels so freeing, so enjoyable. Like you're stuck in one of those old movies where hypnosis just makes you a mindless zombie. Because today it has. Today you've been able to live out that fantasy. That fantasy of being zombified. Of being completely and totally controlled and helpless to stop it. But for now, I'm going to wake you up. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you will be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering every single moment of this file and how much fun that you had. And knowing that trigger word is there in the back of your mind. So if you ever want to be zombified again, you can let someone know and they can play around with it a little bit. But until then, coming up to the waking world, remembering everything that was said, and coming back to yourself completely and totally, back to the way you were exactly before this file began. So coming up with a count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right, feeling so happy and content, 4, 5, 6, refreshed and energized, as energy starts to flood your body, flooding your mind, with 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this little experience, and as always, don't forget to like this video or like this post if you like it. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel or sign up to my Patreon if you want to. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.